You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a special guest on the line this morning. Kia ora to Liam Brown, aka Atarangi, DJ who is playing this weekend at Whammy to Orange, which is a fantastic, I guess, return to the ability to dance in the clubs on Karangahape Road. How are you this morning, Liam?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Stoked that we can talk about dancing again. It's been a wee while and I think we've all missed it. I'm sure as a DJ you've missed being able to do that type of making people dance thing as well. How are you feeling about playing this weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited, eh? It's my first gig up here.
So you've been based in Pōneke, is that right?
Yeah, I've been based in Pōneke. I moved up here like yesterday.
Oh, welcome. It's very nice to have you here then. It's a very strong entry to Tamaki Makaurau is kicking off the reopening of Whammy Bar. What brought you up to Tamaki?
I've been like talking about moving here for like 2 years now. But I've never done it, and I think I just got a bit sick of Pōneke and it's a bit stagnant, and it's just not, I kind of grew out of it quite fast, so I thought I may as well just bite the bullet and move up here and see what sticks. Yeah.
Change of scene is never a bad thing. I think I've kind of come into seeing your work and the stuff that you've been doing through Instagram often, because you are also, as well as being a DJ, a fantastic photographer, and you've done a lot with photographing some of the queer party scene that's been happening in Pōneke, and also the ballroom scene that's been happening in Pōneke. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about your photography practice?
Yeah, my photography practice kind of started as an accident. Hey, I kind of just started taking my little film camera to like parties like Frills down in Pōneke and taking photos of all my friends, because everyone just wears like the craziest outfits. And that kind of got me into the club scene down there and interacting more with the part of Wellington that I feel most at home at. Which kind of just turned into this big accidental venture of being a photographer, which has been really fun. It's kind of, and like the ballroom scene as well, especially down in Pōneke, is really, really, it's growing and it's flourishing. And to be a part of that is feels really, really special, because it's something that the city needs, and it's something that Tamaki definitely has, and to be able to foster it down in Pōneke, even from a distance, it's quite like an honour.
Being a photographer for scenes like that is so important, though, because documentation of these things and that kind of visual reflection of what's going on is so crucial, not just for in the moment celebrating and uplifting what's going on, but also, you know, making sure that we know what's been happening in these spaces to keep track of what's up with the scenes as time goes by and things change and you get new pockets appear and different groups move through. It's always really important to have these great, you know, photographic documents of times like this, and I think your photographs so capture an energy and a vibe that is really hard to do for something that's so you know, live performance, color, sound, all of that stuff. You managed to get that in your photos somehow, which is what I've really enjoyed about looking at them, Liam. And I imagine that your DJing is much the same. What's the kind of stuff you like to play when you're in the club?
I feel like my DJ style is quite reactive as to how I'm feeling on the day.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved back home to Hawke's Bay not too long ago, just to like take a break from the city, and I kind of started using DJing as a release from emotion. So if I was feeling angry, I would go into my room and play the hardest techno music I could find.
Nice.
And if I wanted to feel good about myself, I would play lots of club edits, and I'd like shake my ass in my room for a couple hours. But the stuff I generally like to play is just stuff that is going to make me feel good.
Yep.
And if I know that it's making me feel good, I know that it's making everyone who's dancing feel good. Really, really bouncy stuff.
For sure. And I think that that's, you know, the best thing about when you're in a club. If the DJ's having a good time, you're bound to have fun as a dancer, because, you know, it's all part of the same party. You mentioned Frills, which is quite an established party in Pōneke now, but for people in Tamaki who maybe don't know what it is, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Frills, I'm not sure if Frills still happens anymore. I think the person who runs it is taking a bit of a break. But it is just this huge queer party that they throw down in Pointe-Claire, where you get given a theme and you dress in the most outrageous way you possibly can. And you go to the club, they always have like the best selection of DJs at that club night, and you just go and you have fun, and everyone is wearing crazy, crazy outfits, and it's just a place to, because there's not really much like that down in Pointe-Claire, so it's a place for the queer community to exist outside of like the gay bars, to just like be free and have the experiences that I feel are extremely, extremely necessary.
Absolutely.
In the club scene.
It's I've heard people say it's not dissimilar to Filth, which is what we have here in Tāmaki as well, obviously run by Jess B and the fantastic Half Queen. Similar kind of like a space to be yourself, a space to celebrate and just have a really good time. As you say, outside of the normal maybe structures that exist for queerness in clubbing and nightlife in these cities already.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be... A mean time this weekend, Liam. We're all ready for a dance, and Whammy Bar has been doing a very good job of making sure everybody feels safe about coming back out to dance. They're very much encouraging masking where it is appropriate. They have also still got their vaccine pass in place, and they're not running at their total full capacity, just so that everyone has a little bit more space to dance and also give each other a bit of room. But there's a bunch of great DJs performing alongside yourself. You're going to be going back to back with Babyface Killer, which is mean. Have you done a back to back with Babyface Killer before?
No, and I'm really excited for that. Babyface Killer is like one of my favorite DJs and also like quite a good friend of mine. So to be able to go back to back with them is going to be so much fun. I have no idea what I'm going to play. I don't know what they're going to play. But I think it's just going to be, like, really fun. I've got, like, some really stupid tracks that I'm just going to throw in the middle. We can work with it.
I think that's what we need. I think that's what we need. Andre Smith is also DJing. So is Kingsland and Lerm. It's going to be a really good time. This is happening this Saturday, the 23rd of April. I believe if you head over to Whammy Bar's page, that's where you can find all the details about tickets, etc. But yeah, if you're not feeling well, don't come out. It's basic as that. But if you are feeling well and ready to have a boogie, we'll see you on Saturday. Liam, a.k.a. Atarangi, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We'll see you on the dance floor.
Easy. Thank you for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.